Do you know that the unemployment rate in Nigeria is rising geometrically as the population increases? Unconfirmed statistics has it that thousands of graduates pass through the mandatory National Youth Service Scheme every year without the hope of getting a job after the exercise. Welcome to Career and Employability Talk with Segun Akiode.
Welcome. My name is Segun Akiode and I'm the host of the podcast Career and Employability Talk. For first-time listeners, I like to describe myself as a born teacher, a chemical engineer turned career and employability coach. And recently, I authored a book titled Corporate Misfit, Immutable Career Lessons for Fresh Graduates. And a very interesting career journey. I read chemical engineering in a Nigerian university, but currently I'm in the human rig of human resources doing career and employability coaching. On the other side of it is that I consult for small and medium enterprises in Nigeria in the area of talent acquisition and human capacity development. This podcast is about sharing my HR-related experience with you, covering talent acquisition, HR consulting, and HR generalist. The main theme of this podcast is that without good direction, people lose their way. The more wise counsel you follow, the better your chances. Now, by listening to this podcast, you would be able to draw very critical career lessons and principles which would make you make better career decisions. Some of the things I'm going to be sharing on this podcast are not head knowledge. They are things I've learned in the trenches in the point of relating with job seekers on one side and employers on the other side. Don't forget, I help organizations to solve their talent issues. So these are some of the things that I experience on a constant basis. Two target audience this podcast is meant for: one, fresh graduate, those just about to enter into the job market. So the employability part of the podcast, some of the things we'll be sharing, either interviews, expert interviews, or sharing principles will be applicable. And also, young professionals, experienced hires will really benefit a great deal from this podcast. So two great target audience, fresh graduates and even experienced hires, young professionals, will really benefit greatly from this podcast. In few minutes, you're going to be listening to today's episode of the podcast. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you very much. See you in a few minutes. Cheers. On today's episode of the podcast, I'm having an interesting guest today. This is a guest I met online. It's 5 years we met online, and now while we're doing this recording, this is the very first time we're meeting in person. We've had a lot of collaboration online. My interesting blog, Nugget for Nobles, far back 2011, we did a guest post together. Before then, we met, and we've had a lot of online Twitter sessions and on and on. He's currently based in New Zealand. So it's a friendship across the borders, majorly. It's almost like the other end of the world. I'm talking about Samuel Ekundayo, PhD. He already has a PhD. I'm already calling him a prof. Even before he had his PhD, he's been calling himself dynamic professor. If you look at his Twitter handle, that's his Twitter handle, and there is a short form LDP. So briefly, let me just introduce you to Samuel Ekundayo, PhD. You're welcome to Career and Employability Talk.
Thank you very much, sir.
So let me hand it over to you. In few words, who is Samuel Ekundayo?
Samuel Ekundayo is a very young man.
I can see.
I've only just turned 31, but still very young. Very energetic young man, a young man that is very passionate about seeing people fulfill purpose, seeing people become who they were born to be. And that's why, you know, the book that I've written says it, you know, becoming the champion that you are. I believe every human being was born a champion, and that means that there must be something inside of us that needs to rise up to become, to help us become the champion we were born to be. And that's what I'm passionate about. That's what I love to talk to people about. And I'm also a lecturer full time. I lecture with the Eastern Institute of Technology in New Zealand, the Auckland campus that caters for international students. So that's what I do full time, which is very much what I love and enjoy, and I believe I'm born to do. So that's me in a nutshell. I'm married. I've got two kids.
I thought you were not going to add that part.
I've got two wonderful boys. So that's just me in a nutshell. Not to blow the trumpet too much.
Okay, Samuel Ekundayo, thank you very much for not blowing the trumpet.
Thank you.
But if you Google his name right away, the trumpet is not planning to blow. just come up. So on today's episode of the podcast, we were trying to consider something. Dio just wrote a book called Arise and Succeed, and we tried to caption today's episode as Arise and Succeed in Your Career. Now, interesting is the fact that there is some of the things that you pinpointed, or let me say, some of the principles you're able to put forward in your book is very similar to my own book, Corporate Misfits. And that was why I saw this as something very critical. And that's talking about individuals separating their purpose from their career.
Wrong.
Or separating, is there a point of matching between your purpose, calling, and your career, or they are separated?
I believe there is absolutely a point of match, and they are linked, and it should be linked. If you try to separate, one of the major causes of stress in life, or one of the major causes of frustration in life and in career, is when you try to separate purpose from career.
Okay.
The beauty of any job, the beauty of any career, is when you link it together with your purpose. That's when you don't have to, you won't work one day in your life.
So basically, if your purpose, your career, and calling are all matched together, it reduces stress.
It does. Absolutely reduces stress, it reduces frustration, life becomes easy. And interestingly, back in the day, I used to work, in my earlier career, when I was still trying to become, an academic, I was doing some, other jobs, and my career wasn't really what I wanted. I was a senior technical analyst in a payment solutions company, enjoying it, not a bad job, but I was always stressed. It was like hard work.
Was the pay not there?
The pay was there, and that's what I'm talking about. Even when you're earning six figures in terms of dollars, because I come from dollar spending country. Even when you're earning six figures in terms of dollars, it still does not, give you the fulfillment. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Even when you love what you do, if it's not in alignment with your purpose, you will be stressed. The amount of work you do, if they're put on a scale and they're the same, with a job that you're doing outside of purpose and a job that you're doing in line with purpose, you discover that the joy that comes out of this, even though it's a lot of work, of the one with purpose, is magnanimous, it's beautiful. Unlike the other one that is outside of purpose, you see that you're always stressed, constantly stressed.
So in trying to just put it into context now, we're saying, if individuals go out to get paid, for example, and leave out purpose from their career, it's
stress.
It's stress.
It is.
But when there is a merger between purpose and your career,
my goodness,
it's joy. It does not necessarily give more money, I'm sure.
No, it may not. That emphasis is on may. It may not necessarily give more money. But what is life when you don't enjoy it?
Okay.
And that's why one must be fulfilling purpose. One must live life purposefully. I understand many situations and circumstances might make one to walk outside of purpose for a while. But the ultimate goal should be to actually walk within purpose, align your career with purpose.
Okay. So that draws me to a chapter in your book which I read, You Too Can Work Miracles.
Yeah.
Can you just... in summary, I would say that was a chapter where you were telling us about a particular teacher and how he was able to then turn a child's destiny around.
Absolutely.
And you now draw that. Can you just, in a little while, just trying to draw home the purpose and career merger?
Back when I was working in that company I told you about, a colleague of mine told me a story of her mother. It was actually her mother. Her mom was a teacher.
It was a real life experience.
Her mom was a teacher back in India. And she told me about how a particular young girl, sort of like deaf and dumb. She doesn't speak well, does not, she can't hear well, so to speak. And it's always a struggle for anyone to even relate to her. Because someone that doesn't speak and doesn't hear well, you can't know what they want, how they feel, what you should do for them, and all the sort of things like that. So schools literally rejected her because, you want someone that will be responsive, right? And she's not. And her mother took that girl in. And only in a matter of months, there was a speedy sort of recovery. It was like a miracle. This child started speaking, started recounting the alphabet, started recounting numbers, and boom, she became one of the best students. And the whole town, because of course, she's been a reject around.
Wow.
The whole town literally knew, this is a miracle.
Mm.
And it was simply because the mother, in the words of Neha, my colleague, found fulfillment doing that job, teaching. She was literally teaching for the fun of it more than for the money.
Mm.
And that's why she was able to work miracles. Mm. And that's what that chapter is all about. Anyone listening right now, if you're outside of your purpose, if you're outside of your calling, if you are not finding fulfillment doing what you're doing, literally there is a burden on your head.
Mm.
You know, and that will make life so tough, so difficult to live. But if you're working in line with purpose and you find joy daily doing what you're doing, no matter how intense, no matter how much the work that you're doing, you will find this joy, this fulfillment that makes you to be able to look at even the most problematic situation and turn it around.
So it's not a theoretical concept. I'm sure listeners need to understand that when we're talking about finding a matcher, or let me say, your career should be a natural extension of who you are.
It should be.
It helps you to become a miracle worker.
It must be. It's like a doctor that is born to be a musician and is trying, and every day this doctor operates on people.
Mm.
If he finds an operation particularly difficult one day, he could give up in the midst of it.
Mm.
I hope that makes sense.
It makes sense.
But if it's someone who's called to do that,
he enjoys it, and it's like find a job you love and you never work a day in your
that's
life.
That's what I think that was said by Steve Jobs or something like that, or Confucius. Aha,
okay.
And that's the word. If you find a job that is in line with your purpose, literally everything you do every day, all that you do every day becomes a joy. I remember when I was, when I got this, job as a lecturer, every single day I wake up in the morning and before I even wake up in the morning, before I sleep, I'm looking forward to the next day at work.
Mm.
I'm looking forward to seeing my students again. I'm looking forward to marking their scripts. I'm looking forward to the next assessment. I'm thinking about how I can help that student. Everything about my life
is just...
I'm on holiday now, and I'm already marking a master's thesis. I find so much joy. And even before I was called upon to return, I've already returned it. It's so beautiful. Life becomes so wonderful. And
okay.
That's why I'm speaking to anyone listening to us right now, because you may be having challenges fixing, getting your career to align with your purpose right now, either because, of the job market, you haven't really found the job, that you feel you'll find fulfillment from, and all of those things. But let that be your goal, all right?
Mm-hmm. To find purpose.
Let that be your goal.
So that takes me to
your
next
career.
Question now. Can you give us a blueprint or a guide on how can you discover purpose?
All right. The good news is this is not I'm not talking about this from a textbook. I'm actually talking about it because I've personally experienced it.
Okay.
So when I finished my PhD back in New Zealand, I need to go into this so that people listening would not think that we're talking about from a textbook.
So
So when I finished my PhD in New Zealand, if you do a PhD in Nigeria, for instance, you straight away look for a managerial role. If you want to work in the industry,
mm-hmm.
or if you want to work in academia, you just straight away apply for a lecturer role. It wasn't like that in New Zealand. If you're trying to work in the industry, what you must do is start from scratch.
Wow.
And mine was also because I did my education without stopping. So
okay.
Straight from bachelor's degree to master's to PhD, I didn't stop.
So there was no work experience.
So no work experience at all. And they needed me to have work experience before I could get up the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to start from scratch. Whether I was, they didn't even care whether I had a PhD in whatever, they didn't care. And I had a master's in knowledge management from one of the top 100 universities in the world. They didn't care about that.
Mm.
So I started from level one help desk IT support. So whoever is listening right now, if that's what you're doing right now, don't give up. All right.
So it's a process.
It's a process. It is a process. So rule number one, start from anywhere, but know where you're going. It's okay to start from anywhere, and that's what some people, due to the nature of the study that we've done and so on and so forth, people may be discouraged by what they start with. No, don't be discouraged by what you start with. Start from anywhere, but have the goal in mind. Know where you're going. Don't let anybody distract you from where you're going. So I started from somewhere. I started with level one help desk support. But rule number two: be the best. At anywhere you are,
be the best.
Be the best. because that's the only way you move up the ladder. So, you know, number one, start from anywhere but know where you're going. Number two, be the best. To the glory of God, I was the best at that help desk level 1-4. Even though that was not where I was going, but I was the best. To the glory of God, every month I was always staff of the month. Support staff of the month in the company.
Giving your best.
Give your
whatever
best.
Whatever your aunt finds.
Wherever you find it, just give your best. You know, and every month literally like that. And then after about one year, I was promoted to a senior technical analyst. Wow. And that normally takes about 2-3 years.
So you literally cut the process short.
Absolutely.
By being the best.
By being the best.
Knowing where you're going.
Exactly.
And starting from somewhere.
Exactly. That's the word. So when I became a senior technical analyst, people knew I was not meant for that role. My bosses were telling me, you're more than this. So I began to say, okay, I'm more than this. Then, which is rule number three, start working your way to your goal. Don't now
start enjoying. So don't feel that I'm doing well here. So it means that there's a difference between fulfillment and excelling in a thing at the moment.
Correct,
so
sir.
Even if you're excelling at a thing at the moment, but that's not where you're going, you should not stay
Don't stay there. Stay there. And you will get pointers. You know, people around you will be telling you, brother, so you are more than this. And I was getting that. So I knew, but I knew in my mind that was not. So I started applying, and I knew, okay, so what's the next step? So another rule of thumb is know the steps to take to where you're going. Mm. And, you know, find a way to sort of like, you know, break your goals into steps and know what is the next step from wherever you are. So I knew the next step was to become, you know, something more than just a technical analyst. And the natural step, you know, in New Zealand, from a technical analyst, you become a business analyst or project manager. So immediately I went on to do a certification, project management certification.
Okay, so you knew where you were going. You didn't stay where you are at the moment, but you needed to get extra skills to where you're going.
Correct, sir. So that's precise. So whoever is listening to us right now, wherever you are, don't forget, you have to be the best there. Put in your everything to be the best, and create steps towards where you're going. You don't want to. If you want to go up, you need staircase.
Yeah,
the staircase. You know, you need to go step by step. So when you create that step, it helps you to know how to achieve what you need to achieve to get to where you're going. So when I did that certification, I put it on my CV. I was employed as a business analyst.
Wow. So technical. Help desk technical guy
analyst
now
business
analyst by an extra skill and certification.
Yeah. And if anyone is listening to this and you know about the whole IT sphere, you know that becoming a business analyst is beauty. My first salary as a business analyst was $60,000 per annum.
Wow.
And that means that if I become a senior business analyst, I move straight away to $90,000 per annum from the $40,000 help desk guy. So that's a massive jump. Okay, to the glory of God, that business analyst role came. Okay. And I was excited. And the next move was a senior business analyst role. Remember, be the best where you are. I was the best where I was. Yes, I knew where I was going. My boss was already communicating project manager. He was trying to say, why not become a project manager? We see that you're very organized. This and that. Okay, no problem. That's fine. You know, and I was beginning to be trained to become a project manager. And along came an opportunity to become an academic, which I've always been dreaming about. I've been applying, but they keep saying I don't have industry experience, I don't have this. But now I have a massive experience, I have everything, I have certifications, you know, and all those sort of things like that. So it came, I accepted it. And another rule of thumb is, when the opportunity comes, don't be covetous.
Okay.
Because
the business analyst role is giving you money.
Good money.
Senior business analyst will give me more. Project manager will give you more, but you know where you're going, which is
the academia job did not give me too much money. I only got an extra $20,000 extra, but that was where I was going. So don't go past your bus stop because the money is good.
Don't go past your bus stop.
The moment you get to your bus stop, highlight. When you do highlight, then start forming strategies again to move up. So that's why it's important to understand purpose, because when you understand purpose, money is not a distraction. Goodies of life are no distraction. Candies are no distraction. You know what you want, and the moment you get what you want, you hold on to it. Wow. And you start developing yourself there. Wow. And that's what I've done now. Now I'm in a place where life is all about, life is all I've dreamt of.
Mm.
I've dreamt of teaching. I've dreamt of designing my own course. I've dreamt of designing my own assessment. I've dreamt of patting my students on the shoulder. I've dreamt of graduating them. I've attended, you know, at least one graduation ceremony, smiling at my students. Mm. You know, these are the things I've dreamt of, the joy of impacting life. Going to conferences, waking up every morning. I don't have to rush to work 7 a.m. I sit at my table in the morning. I read a few journal articles before going to class. You know. That's all I've dreamt of. The beauty. If I talk about my job, people always think I'm proud, but I'm not proud. I'm just excited.
But I think the excitement is coming because there's a merger between your purpose and your career.
Absolutely, sir. You're
and
correct.
Interesting for as many listeners at this point is look at the story. So it's not. This is not theory. This is
no
very practical.
Practical.
Know where you're going. Start from somewhere.
Start from somewhere.
Be the best.
Yes.
Get extra certification if there's a gap between where you're going
need
and
for.
At the point at which the opportunity come, please don't be covered.
Don't be take the move. I tell you, even after you accept, you still be thinking,
why
no,
did I leave that?
Recruitment agents still send me emails every
to come back.
Yeah, they tell me, would you consider this role? Would you consider that role? You know, you don't just waste away. You know, they say those things. But I know I'm not wasting away.
Mm.
But one of them I was particularly tempted because it was a $125,000 role.
Mm.
And I literally told my wife, like, should we consider this role?
You know, interesting in summer.
Because we're humans.
Interesting in summer
yeah.
is the fact that what you just share in a practical sense is what I say that you cannot do every job.
You can't
even do any job because when you understand your purpose and the alignment with your career, you can choose to tell an employer to work.
Absolutely.
Not because you are arrogant,
no,
but because
you know
it's
going what
to
you
take
want.
You far away from what you want to achieve.
Yeah. Yeah.
So basically, an interesting is some of the key lessons. I'm sure I'm going to put some of them in the. These are things that we should tweet about. So
absolutely,
you'll see them in the show notes of this podcast episode, so that you'll be able to tweet these things over and
yeah,
over and
yeah,
share
yeah,
the message.
Yeah.
So time is fast spent. I want us before we go. Let's talk about Arise and Succeed.
Yes.
So,
yes,
tell us a little bit about
Arise and
Succeed.
Succeed was written purposely to redefine success. Oftentimes, people define success as the amount of money you earn and all those sort of things, the accolades you have. No, success is living a life of purpose. Success is when everything in your life aligns with purpose. So, what is purpose? Well, purpose is why you were born. Purpose is an answer to that. Why not somebody else? and to understand that is to live a life that is joyful, a life with fulfillment, a life that lacks struggle. And the truth is, it might take a journey to get there, just like you've explained now. But the moment you get there, you know you've got
there.
And that's why the book is titled Arise and Succeed, because someone needs to understand that at a point in time in their life, they need to.
So you don't sit down, you're not achieving what you want, and you're sitting
no
down
way.
And you're waiting.
No
that
way.
Should be
no
an
way.
Action word, and that action word is
arise.
Stand up.
From wherever you are, just like we said earlier on,
mm-hmm.
it's okay to start from anywhere, but
you
know where you're going. So arise now, start making that journey,
and succeed.
Because you're already a success, and that's why the latter part of it is becoming the champion that you already are.
That you already are. So it means that many individuals, the potentials is lying dormant, and they need to just
no. This
put
book
a
is
bit of
this book is
that.
Written to impute confidence into anyone to know that they are already a champion. See, the problem is oftentimes we're defeated even before the test, and that's why this book is written. The book isn't like a magical thing. No, it's just meant to lift you up to know.
So it's just a function of telling you what you already know.
Yeah.
But now, like putting a fire in your bone
to fire you up. It's like the fire beneath the rocket. The rocket is already powerful, but there's fire required for the rocket to be able to go up.
Mm.
And that's what anyone needs. I mean, I believe everyone needs this book. not just because I wrote it, but because I believe very strongly that every champion that is lying dormant in every human being has the potential to actually stay dormant if you don't arise. And that's why someone says the worthiest place on earth is the grave.
Wow.
Because many, many potentials are buried, you know, on earth. And that's why, pick up this book, you know, if you can. Just Google it and you'll be able to find places where you go pick it up. But I assure you, many people that have read this book have had testimonies. In fact, someone outside of the office where we are having this interview right now read this book and told me precisely that she was almost in tears after reading the book.
Wow.
She was reminded of a lot of things she seemed to have forgotten. Wow. And that's why I believe very strongly that this book is written for anyone with a desire to fulfill purpose, anyone with a desire to awaken that giant on the inside.
Oh, okay. Interesting is the fact that Dayo is going to be making some copies available for us in Nigeria.
Yep.
So you'll see the link of how you're going to, if you're
able
in Nigeria,
to make the purchase,
how you're going to be able to make the purchase. For there's a website devoted to this.
Yeah.
Ariseandsucceed.com. So if you're out of the country and you're listening to this, you could make your book orders. But if you're within Nigeria, the link for how you're going to make this order is going to be given. In a way, I'll say that you can go to sheguakiode.com/ariseandsucceed. That takes you directly to the link at which you could be able to make the book order if you are in Nigeria. But if you're not in Nigeria, just go to ariseandsucceed.com and you'll be able to make the book order. So this is a book which I just shared a chapter with you. You Too Can Work Miracles. Mm. And interesting is the fact that this book is a chronicle of most of the things that Samuel has been sharing on his website for a long period of time. These are some of the words that made me know in far back 2011. So for you, I'm saying this is some of the things that have worked for me. Going through them, these are kind of words you will read and say, no, this is me. Why am I not doing it? So this is to push you to the point of accomplishment, to the point of what? Arising and succeeding. So Samuel, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Before we go, can you give us your parting words?
Alright, whoever is listening to us, I believe from wherever you are, God is no respecter of your location. Success in life is no respecter of your background or where you've come from or the things that has happened to you. You know, success in life is dependent on you arising and choosing to succeed. You know, there are some things in life you have to hate and there's some things in life you have to love. If you hate failure and love success, then you become successful. So my parting word is the time has come now to make a difference between how your life used to be and what you want it to be. Now is the time.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you very much, Samuel Ekundayo, PhD, for this wonderful opportunity. Thank you for spending your time.
Thank you, sir.
And I'm sure after now we'll continue our party.
Pleasure.
Since we're meeting ourselves online after 5 years
of
online relationship. So thank you very much for listening to this episode of the podcast. Don't forget that if you need help, you need career coaching, please drop your comment in the show notes of this podcast or send an email to sheguakiode.com and I'll be very willing to respond to you. Thank you very much for today's episode of the podcast. This is your host, Sheguakiode, signing out for today. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Career and Employability Talk with Sheguakiode. To know more about Sheguakiode, follow his Twitter handle at Sheguakiode, at SEGUNAKIODE, or visit his website www.sheguakiode.com. See you next time.